Got a WhatsApp yesterday from a listener, Jacques, who said, I'm not anti-vaccination, not at all. I'm vaccinated. I was a little nervous about the possibility of long-term side effects about which we cannot know at the moment, but I decided for me, good. But now I've got a child, I can't remember how old, 13, 14, I think, and I'm just not sure. So let's ask Dr. Jonda Kerner, who's a pediatrician practicing from Panorama in Cape Town. Jonda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are there any things that would give you pause when asked this question by a parent with a child in the current bracket which is allowed to be vaccinated? Are there any cautions which you would give them, or would you be wholehearted in your recommendation that they go ahead and take up the available vaccine?
I would suggest that they take the vaccine. It has already been tested in South Africa between 3 years and 17. And there has been actually no side effects from it, and it has a very good immunogenicity, so it works very well for the kids.
What about, and this is an issue that comes up with adults and with kids, and I do my best to answer it by synthesizing all of the information that I take in, but let's get a professional to answer. What about the prospect of, in 6 years' time or in 4 years' time, there are side effects which cannot be predicted now?
You know, I doubt that very much. I mean, we have vaccinated a whole population. The young kids get a million vaccines when they're under five. And so far, everybody's been fine. It isn't anything in that vaccine except either a very deactivated virus or a part of a virus, a protein. So there can't really be long-term problems with that.
How can you say that with such confidence? I'm asking on behalf of the listeners.
Well, because it's been shown with other vaccines that they're not long-term problems.
But I mean, this is a new vaccine, and this is a vaccine which was put together considerably more quickly and then released into arms than is the case with previous vaccines, where there was a much longer period of development and testing.
Well, there are three types of vaccines on the market now. There's the RNA COVID vaccine, the DNA COVID vaccine, and the Sinovac or CoronaVac. The RNA is something that has been looked at since the year 2000 in the hope that it will also help against HIV. Unfortunately, HIV is a virus that changes so quickly that we were unable to make a vaccine for it. And DNA has been around forever. That is in your measles and in most of the vaccines that the kids are getting. And the one that the Sinovac is an inactivated virus, which we've been using for a very, very long time, and all the childhood vaccines as well. So it isn't anything that is terribly new. And it has been given to at least a billion people. So there's been a lot of research done on that. And there haven't been a whole lot of side effects, except for the arm that's sore and maybe a little bit of fever for the first 24 and 48 hours. But long-term, we haven't seen anything.
Well, you can't say long-term we haven't seen anything because we don't have long-term yet.
That is true, but it's still a vaccine. And there are many vaccines that are similar for other kind of viruses, and we haven't seen long-term problems there either. I can't prove anything at the moment because we don't know, but it is very, very unlikely.
And that would be my attitude. And my children are in their her 20s and one in his 30s. So it's not a practical decision or practical situation that I have to deal with. But I would be very keen for them both to be vaccinated if they were between 12 and 18. So, I mean,
well, the tests have run from the age of 3 till 18 already, and there has not been any side effects that were seen after the vaccine, and they've responded very well to the vaccine, that they actually have gotten a very good immune titer from that, even better than adults.
We've been told that vaccination for What usually happens is that they do kind of teens up to young adulthood, and then they go 5 to 12. This is in other countries. And then they go below 5. Some countries, many countries, have gone into the 5 to 12 age group. Some countries have gone below the 5-year-old age group. And some countries, they're even already giving boosters to children in the 12 to 18 group. What do you think might be the future of vaccination for children younger than 12 in South Africa?
I think it's around the corner, since we have done a whole research study on the Zanovac vaccine from kids 3 years upwards.
And that is sitting with the Health Products Regulatory Authority waiting for approval for that to be rolled out, is it?
Yes, I guess so. But it has also already been reviewed in The Lancet, and it's got very good reviews. And as far as I have heard from the people who have done the study themselves, there weren't any big side effects except the normal ones of a little bit of sore, mainly between the kids from 12 to 17. They feel the sore arms more than the ones between 3 years old and 10 years old. But none of them had anything more, maybe a little bit of fever, and that was about it.
A caller hasn't let his child be vaccinated because the child is allergic to egg. Now, there's a case of either deliberate ignorance or just a lack of information being shared in an easy-to-access way, because children are getting the Pfizer vaccine, which is an mRNA vaccine, which has no egg in it whatsoever. So the reason to, you know, say my child is allergic to egg, therefore the child is not going to get the vaccine, is just misplaced.
It is, because there is no egg in any of the coronavirus vaccines. The only vaccine that had egg in it at one point was the measles vaccine. And I remember way back in 1992, we used to admit the kids to see if they would have an allergic reaction, and not one of them had it.
I'm sorry. And you want me to risk my children to that? You crazy? And I'm.
What are you risking?
I don't know.
Risking that they're going to be protected.
You see, I read that on my WhatsApp screen, and I play back in my head what I've heard from you this afternoon, and then I go, what is Terrence, the person who sent that WhatsApp? What is he responding to? And capital letters come in, risk my children, in capital letters. And I go, and you want to risk my children to that? To what? What has John de Kerner said that makes you even more determined not to vaccinate your child? I don't.
So, I mean, and what would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I just do not know.
The thing is that COVID itself is much more dangerous than the vaccine. I mean, you can die from COVID, you can have long COVID, even as a child. And then there's that new syndrome that has been seen, the multi-inflammatory syndrome of childhood. Those are really, really bad side effects from a coronavirus. And you don't get those if you're vaccinated.
Inactivated vaccines, I would consider. mRNA, well, it's not mRNA, as you put, maybe you're thinking the National Rifle Association.
No, it isn't.
So, you know, not a chance, says somebody. And you kind of go, why? Why would you consider an inactivated vaccine but not mRNA? Because it's new technology, because it involves DNA, because it involves, I don't know, the devil entering your soul.
No, there is no devil in the RNA or DNA. I mean, it's basically the same thing that happens if I give you an inactivated virus. The body will react to it. Tell the DNA to make proteins, and the RNA is your protein factory, and that stimulates your immunoglobulins so that you have a response, that if the virus enters you, you already have a response. Otherwise, it takes you about 2 weeks to get this response. And in that time, your virus load can really, really rise, and that gives you the illness. I mean, that is what a vaccine does. It just kind of shows the body what to do if this enters, but it is more controlled than if you have a virus that you can't control, that you don't know how bad it's going to be. Whereas if I give you one that's half dead or is totally dead, it's not going to cause a disease.
And this deeply compassionate WhatsApp from obviously a seriously empathetic human being, why are we even risking the possibility of long-term injury to children to save obese geriatrics? the milk of human kindness is really curdled in that human being.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with that. Also, ethically, I don't think I have the ethics to say this one can live and that one can't, you know.
Jonna, thank you very much. Whether we've convinced anybody or whether you've convinced anybody, I don't know. I mean, I very much doubt that you've convinced anybody who is dead set against vaccines. Somebody who was open to the possibility but hesitant, maybe. I hope so. Dr. John de Kerner joins was on the line to us from Panorama, where she practices as a pediatrician.